This is St. Louis Public Radio. The craft beer explosion continues throughout the country, and St. Louis's small brewery scene is strong in the shadow of Anheuser-Busch. Many of the operations in St. Louis are also helping to create vibrant neighborhoods and spurring even more growth. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports.
Many in St. Louis beer circles hold up several examples of the key role breweries have played in breathing life back into a neighborhood. That includes Urban Chestnut in the Grove and Schlafly Bottle Works in Maplewood. There's a new candidate on the edge of Lafayette Square along Choteau, with two people at the helm who want to make a strong community connection through beer.
Tate Russell, partner, director of operations for Charleville Brewing Company.
Paul Hamilton, partner.
The two teamed up to open Charleville's St. Louis location a few weeks ago. The company has been producing beer and wine in St. Genevieve for years, and Russell says he looked at spots in Midtown and the Grove before recognizing the positives along Choteau Avenue.
Proximity to downtown and Lafayette Square, and just knowing how the neighborhood in general is kind of blowing up right now.
Hamilton already has several businesses in the area, and he is convinced a brew pub will be a key element in attracting people to a planned residential development across the street.
That's the perfect example of maybe how this brewery is going to revitalize what's left of the Lafayette Square neighborhood, because Lafayette Square itself obviously is a strong neighborhood. It's been here a long time, but it's that edge and surrounding areas that really need to be filled in.
The basic formula has worked in other cities. Kyle Wilson is a St. Louis area-based architect who works for a firm that designs brewing facilities throughout the country. He is not aware of any firm studies on the beer-urban revitalization connection, but says there is plenty of anecdotal evidence. That includes an area of Nashville called the Gulch. Development slowed after the recession hit in 2008, but the area hit its stride after breweries started opening in 2010. Wilson says a residential project called The James went up in 2015, and developers have made a strong connection to the beer culture in that area of Nashville, especially through their website.
The very first paragraph talks about their proximity to a brewery. So, I mean, here is a development coming on the market trying to compete for renters in a hot market, and their target is come live within a couple steps of an established brewery in Nashville.
He says Manchester Road is an area of St. Louis that could possibly repeat the success of the Gulch, especially from the Grove to Maplewood. And Wilson adds there is potential further west.
DePere and Manchester and Baldwin and Ellisville and even Wildwood. You have these communities and these centers, and I think that there is some industrial real estate that is available, and I think you just got to find the right person with the right vision and who's getting going to move out there.
The St. Louis office of the Urban Land Institute explored the link between breweries and urban neighborhood renewal in a forum earlier this year. St. Louis Brewers Guild Executive Director Troika Brodsky led that discussion. He used to work for Schlafly and regards that company's opening in Maplewood as a strong example of neighborhood revival, in part by being available to community groups.
Local organizations who want to have opportunities to meet up and talk. Like, these breweries function as a place to get together and solve the world's problems over a pint.
Brodsky also says there is plenty of awareness among local craft brewers that they could be setting the example for revitalization in areas throughout St. Louis.
We have understood that concept of the rising tide floats all boats, and I think that extends well beyond the brewing industry, St. Louis, and it applies to the entire city and the growth and the success of this city. Anything positive that is happening here is good for all of us.
Brodsky says there are at least 50 separate local breweries working to tell the St. Louis story, and many are also helping to transform some rundown neighborhoods into vibrant communities. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.